let's go over to the people who've called already. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, doctor. Do you hear me okay on the speakerphone?
I can hear you just fine, sir.
Okay. You mentioned about six cancer cures that were outlawed. I wondered if you might want to mention something about that or a reference.
Oh, sure, sir. What I'll do is tell you about three of them because I don't want to take all the time in the program going over one thing like that. Here we go. Okay, the first one appeared in the Los Angeles Times in the early 1930s. I think it was 1931. And it was on the front page below the fold. And it told us that scientists from the University of Southern California, six of them, were going to be at a celebratory dinner for a fella who had cured cancers in the people they had referred to him. And they had referred 15 different patients with cancer, and they were all cured. And so there was this celebratory dinner, and the LA Times told us we have a cure for cancer. And it was a man named Royal Rife, and he was an electrical engineer. He wasn't even a doctor. And what he had found is, first, he was an electronics engineer, and he had developed a giant microscope that can see things that today are only seen with an electron microscope. This microscope, literally, the eyepieces went up to the ceiling, and he observed, because these scientists had sent him first tissue specimens from people with cancer, that there was a bacteria always associated with cancers. Now, it wasn't always the same bacteria, but there was always a bacteria associated. And what he determined, what a brilliant man, was what was the frequency at which that bacteria vibrated. Now, that sounds a little weird, but keep in mind that Albert Einstein told us that everything has its own frequency. And now we know that molecules vibrate at a certain frequency. It's not just vibrations in the airwaves from the radio, but molecules. Everything has its own frequency. So he determined the identity of these frequencies. I'm sorry, the vibration rate of these frequencies. And then he beamed down through his device, which was called a beam ray, a dissonant frequency. Now, what does dissonant mean? That means it's just a little off, like you got your radio tuned wrong, and it's halfway, you can hear it, and halfway it's a bzzz. And that disrupted and killed the bacterias. And funniest damn thing, but the cancers went away. I'm not kidding you, sir. There's books on this. Look up Royal Rife, R-I-F-E. And they were having a celebratory dinner because he had found a cure for cancer. And guess what happened? Well, let's see. A doctor by the name of Ruth Drown, was using his equipment after Rife passed on. And guess what it was smashed with? Sledgehammers! By agents of guess which agency? That agency. You can guess which agency. And so all the doctors who were doing his treatment, they put their machines away, put them in hiding, and you haven't heard about it since. They didn't want sledgehammers, sir. So there is cure, one cure. Now here's a second one. This one came up in the UK. And you can look this one up. Look up online. You can even buy the books. They've been reprinted in the last few years by a Dr. Joseph Beard, as in what grows on guys' chins. And what Dr. Beard did was amazing. He cured cancer over in the UK. It was documented in the medical journals. How'd he do it? He did it by some extremely careful observation that when a placenta grows its way into the uterus, it acts just like a cancer. But then something shuts it off. It invades the uterus, it gets fully attached, and then it quits invading. Why does it quit invading? Because it's looking just like a cancer. And by the way, sir, 21st century research scientists have confirmed that placentas invade the uterus in the same way that cancers invade tissues. No kidding. But the cancers don't stop. And the placenta stops. Except every once in a while it doesn't stop. And you have something called a choriocarcinoma, which comes from the placenta originally. And mommies die of that, or prospective mommies. But the placenta almost always stops invading, otherwise we all wouldn't be here. So what Beard observed was, and he did this all with experimental animals, what a brilliant genius, 1890s, 1910, something like that. Anyway, he observed that the placenta quit invading the lining of the uterus when whatever the fetus was, whether it was animal, whatever kind of animal it was, started producing digestive enzymes. What do fetal digestive enzymes have to do with stopping the placenta from invading? Well, Beard didn't know exactly what they had to do, but guess what he did? He got a bunch of digestive enzymes, put them into IV bottles, ran them into the veins of people with cancers, and guess what? Their cancers went away. No kidding! You can find this. There's a book of the enzyme treatment of cancer, Joseph Beard. Look it up online. Okay. What happened to that treatment? Well, I'll tell you what happened to it. The last doctor who was using this in Dayton, Ohio in 1957 was ordered by a certain federal agency to shut it down or they would come and shut him down. I'm not kidding. This federal agency doesn't seem to like cancer cures, even if they're harmless. Now, intravenous digestive enzymes, doesn't that sound dangerous? No, 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 sir. Part of our digestive enzymes from the pancreas go into the gut to digest cancers. I'm sorry, to digest food. I'm very, very sorry I said that wrong. To digest food. But we always have circulating digestive enzymes. Ask any doctor. They can check you for amylase and lipase. And what are those things doing floating around the bloodstream? Well, apparently they're looking for damaged tissue and for early cancers, and they can digest them away, just like Dr. Beard found when he put them in intravenously. And no, he never hurt any patients with that, and neither did the doctor in Dayton, Ohio, and neither did Royal Rife. He never hurt anybody, but look what happened to his equipment. And the last one I'll tell you about, sir, because I'm not going to go on all afternoon about suppressed cancer cures. I could, but I'm not going to, was a William Koch. Now, William Koch, K-O-C-H, you can look him up, too, online, K-O-C-H, and Royal Rife is R-O-Y-A-L-R-I-F-E, and you can look him up. And, of course, you'll find the Quack Watch telling you they're all quacks, but you can find the real information online, too. Anyway, William Koch came up with a remedy that was almost homeopathic that cured cancer. Huh. What do you know? Ah, yes. William Koch was harassed enough that he had to leave for Brazil, where he cured many top officials in Brazil. Again, you can look it up. They didn't mind. It was called, by the way, it was, it was a homeopathic remedy. Look up William Koch. Trying to remember what the name of the stuff was, but I can't. Anyway, he went to Brazil. He tried to come back from Brazil. He was arrested at the airport by, I guess, which kind of authorities. So he agreed to go back to Brazil. But you can look up William Koch, K-O-C-H, and his work, and he definitely cured cancer. There is absolutely no doubt about this, except on Quack Watch, where they tell you everybody's a quack, except for doctors who can't cure cancer because they're using chemo and radiation and doesn't cure cancer a lot of the time. So there's three names, sir, and you can look them up, and those cancer cures are there, and oh my goodness, there's all kinds of people. There's a doctor, oh, I did say I was going to shut up, didn't I? I think I should. Another time I'll tell you about the doctor who was acquitted in a federal court, and the judge said that he obviously was curing cancer, and yet he had to move all of his clinics to Mexico because they kept harassing him. So, anyway.
I was also wondering about ketogenic diet. Am I on the time?
Very briefly, sir, because you didn't specify that. So go right ahead, very briefly.
I wonder what you thought about ketogenic diets.
I think it's a very good idea. If you want to look up the work of the professor from Boston, who is a big fan of that. What is his name? Darn it, I'm not close enough to my bookshelf to grab his book. But anyway. It has something to do with the metabolic treatment of cancer. I think they're very handy if you're trying to get rid of a cancer, sir.
And not otherwise.
Oh, they're good for other things, too. They're good for weight loss. Come on now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I mean, just in general, if a normal person should or shouldn't go on a ketogenic diet.
That's up to them. It is not going to hurt them. But I'm not saying, oh, gee, it's better for everybody to get over to ketogenic diet. Nothing fits everybody, but if they go on it, it is going to be good for their health, and so far there's been no reports of problems.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Doc.
Okay, well, let's see. It looks like